It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, so today's topic is all about strokes, and this is really important topic because if you're sitting here thinking, strokes, that doesn't really apply to me, let me tell you, it's the third leading cause of death in the United States, and it is the leading cause of serious long-term disability. So if you don't think it's going to affect you or your family, you're just flat-out wrong. I mean, it's going to affect families. It just is. It's a big problem.
Now, the term stroke comes from the 19th century or earlier, where people would have the sudden illness, often accompanied by paralysis, and it was felt like the hand of God came down and struck the person down, and thus the term stroke came around.
Why didn't they call it smite?
Smite, I don't know.
I agree. Smite. I've had a smite.
Smiten.
Been smitten.
Smitten. Anyway, stroke refers to brain damage. It's usually a sudden event. And there are three ways people can get this brain damage. One is they can have a hemorrhage in the brain, often from a weakness in an artery known as an aneurysm. And that can happen very suddenly and can happen to young people as well as elderly. It can happen because of a blockage in the flow of blood to the brain. And this blockage could occur anywhere along the course of numerous blood vessels that lead to the brain. And the last way a stroke can happen is blood clots breaking off, typically from the heart or from major arteries in the chest. These blood clots break off and float to the brain, blocking the arteries, causing the brain damage. So there you have three different types of ways you can get strokes.
Yeah, and we're going to have a guest on here in a little bit. His name's Richard Burns. He's actually a stroke survivor and an author. Fascinating guy. And he's going to come on and tell us kind of a little bit about his experience coming up.
And he's had it for a long time. So, I mean, his was probably the least common because he had an aneurysm. But all those different types all result in what we used to think permanent brain damage. But yeah, we've rethought that, and we've got new information that it is not necessarily permanent.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is really a message on hope. And regardless of where you are in your recovery, if you've had a stroke, this is a show you definitely want to hear and you want to pass along to people that may be dealing with recovering from a stroke.
And often a stroke is associated with high blood pressure. Of course, high cholesterol, high fat in the blood can be factors too. But the high blood pressure leads to these blockages forming in the arteries of the body, thus the term silent killer for blood pressure. So having blood pressure control, having ideal blood pressure control is very important. Even blood pressures that are considered mildly elevated increase the risk for stroke and other cardiovascular illnesses like heart attack dramatically. So blood pressure has to be taken very seriously.
Well, they pushed a few years back the proposal that we refer to it as a brain attack to draw the same degree of attention and urgency to early signs of stroke that patients dedicate to heart attacks and have an angina. And so the message is we tell patients, if you notice any of those mild neurologic changes, you don't just sit on them and say, oh, it'll get better or go away. You need to get them evaluated by your physician or the emergency room if appropriate.
Often people will have a transient, what's called a transient ischemic attack, where they
TIA.
They have a temporary paralysis or temporary weakness. Then they get better and, oh, I'm fine. No, you need to rush to the emergency
room.
That's
a warning sign.
Big one's coming. It's like a tremor before the big earthquake. You need to get evaluated and preferably at a stroke center, a certified stroke center where they can actually do things quickly to prevent the big one.
Yeah, that's such a big thing. Now, here's a couple interesting statistics. While you mentioned anyone of any age can have a stroke, every decade after age 55, the risk of having a stroke doubles. So that's pretty significant. So by 65, you've doubled that risk. And
when did your birthday here recently?
Oh, Okay. Of course, as we age, our arteries get stiffer and the blood pressure goes up, and that's one of the reasons the risk of stroke increases.
Yeah, and here's another really important thing. I'm going to ask you a math question. I'm going to put your brain on the spot. Let's see how good you can work this out, okay?
Okay.
So, on average, someone in the U.S. has a stroke every 40 seconds. So during the hour of this show, how many people have had a stroke every 40 seconds?
80.
Very good. You guys are both brainiacs. Nice. So during the time you're listening to the show, 80 people will have had a stroke. That's just, and you know, multiply that times 24 hours in a day. You know, I mean, you multiply that out, it's huge numbers.
Well, you lump it with heart disease, and we call it, you know, cardiovascular disease, still the number one killer in the United States. And so all those risk factors need to be addressed. The sad thing is the individuals with those risk factors continues to climb with weight, et cetera.
It's 90.
It's 90.
It's 90.
you know somebody's out there.
60 divided by 3 is 20, so it's every 20.
No, there's
okay, guys,
three
you can
every two
argue
minutes.
This later because
two
it's time
60,
for
times three.
Doc Shock. Doc Shock is a part of the show where I didn't know I was going to start a little rivalry here over numbers, but it's a part of the show where we find something in the news that's either shocking to us because it just is, or we're shocked that it just made the news because maybe something we've talked about for years. But this is kind of fascinating. According to some research that was presented at the American Stroke Association, it was actually their International Stroke Conference in 2014. Now, people that have sleep apnea actually have a higher risk of brainstem damage during a stroke. So in this study, the researchers used MRIs and CT scans to look for those people that had brainstem involvement. So after they had a stroke, there was several people, they had a stroke, they did the MRIs, the CT scans, they looked to see if the brainstem was affected. If it was, they then went to them to say, do you have a history of sleep apnea? 84% of those people had a history of sleep apnea. I think this is highly significant.
Well, we've known that sleep apnea contributes to a lot of those risk factors, specifically hypertension. Stress hormones go up, corticosteroids go up. So, you know, these patients don't have the type of defensive response should they have a stroke that a normal individual would have, where they put steroids out, corticosteroids to reduce the inflammation because they're under adrenal strain and such. So it just makes sense.
It makes sense.
Do you think, Mark, during the sleep apnea spells where people stop breathing, they actually cause more damage to the microvessels in the brainstem, and that's why when they get the big stroke, it's more involvement?
I think that could be possible. I mean, when you look at these sleep studies and you see the hypoxia, the low oxygen levels that some of these patients have, it's amazing.
It is amazing. Okay, we got to go to a break. Don't go away, because we've got more information on strokes coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
Stop wondering if you're in good health and come find out. See the experts on preventative and proactive medicine at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their half-day programs include over 80 lab values, multiple diagnostic tests, and expert health advice from the leaders in proactive and preventative health. There's nothing more reassuring than to have a trusted physician look at the big picture and put all the pieces of your health together. There's a reason that so many people travel from all over the world to see the physicians at Executive Medicine of Texas. Learn more about the Executive Physical Program and yearly concierge packages at Executive Medicine of Texas and visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC, 800-910-EXEC. Don't be fooled by executive health programs that offer little more than what you would have with your HMO exam. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so today we're talking about strokes, and coming up here in a minute, we've got a very special guest. His name is Richard Byrne. He's a stroke survivor, and he's also the author of a book, Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck. Super excited to have this guest on, and really to bring you more information, as much information as we can about strokes.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, so today's Immortal Minute, we've been talking and looking at cell strategies, and one from the Journal of Clinical Investigation in March 2013, looking at the senescence or aging of our immune system. And in that study, they've identified multiple factors that contribute or don't function as well in our immune system as we get older. And what they are now doing is targeting drugs and pharmacology towards enhancing those. So the theory is that we can reverse some of the aging in our immune system, which the theorists believe will actually reverse aging overall. And so our immune system protects us not only from infectious diseases, but cancer and bad cells that don't function well, to get the weak out of the way. So along those lines, we've talked about colostrum and boosting one's immune system. Now we're going to have some specific pharmacologic agents that can help it in the next few years.
Yeah, and supplements. I mean, we talk a lot about different supplements that help with that.
All of these have to do with superoxides and using antioxidants to reverse it.
Exactly. I mean, it's almost like what we've been preaching for years, it seems like. And now there's all this research coming out. But that's kind of how it always is. But I'm glad you shared that study. All right, it's time for our very special guest. I'm so excited to welcome on the show Richard Byrne. He's the author of Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck. He's a stroke survivor himself, and he's a spokesperson for the National Stroke Association. Hey, Richard, you got a nice little resume there.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be on your show.
Well, thanks. You know, we want to kind of start off with your experience with the stroke, because I know listeners are out there, either they're afraid to have a stroke or maybe they've had one.
Well, of course they're afraid to have a stroke.
or maybe they've had a stroke or a loved one has. So, but you know, for the people who are afraid that someday they may have a stroke, which, you know, should be all of us, I guess, at some point. We should be concerned about this. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Okay. Very, very simply. 'Twas the day after Christmas, and all through the house, everybody was happy. Even the mouse, we gave him some cheese. But I had a headache all of a sudden. Went upstairs and lay down. That night, I died.
Wow.
It was a cerebral hemorrhage. Now, in those days, nobody knew much about stroke or what a stroke was. All they knew is that, hey, there was an aneurysm, and the brain was flooded by blood and completely destroyed. And so as the time said, that was it. And they covered me with a sheet. Unfortunately for them, and very fortunately for me, I woke up the next morning. The sheet moved.
Wow.
You weren't in the morgue yet, were you?
No. I was in a little corridor in the hospital.
Nice. You hear those stories about, you know, the rumors of my death are a little premature, right?
Well, exactly. They had my wife, my late wife, write an obituary. You see, the show is about being young, and quite frankly, I'm young. This happened in 1968. I am 84 years old.
Wow. So let's see. Wait, when you had your stroke, you were how old?
I was 38.
Wow.
I had just come back from the East, where I was, you've probably seen Mad Men on television.
Mm-hmm.
I was one.
Really?
The cigarette before my feet hit the floor in the morning?
Not quite, but 3 martinis for lunch and, you know, lots of money. And
lots of promiscuity at work?
No,
they can turn anything into sex, trust me.
However, one of the guys in the show was on Broadway when I was back there, and he was very, very good. I'm trying to remember his name, and I can't. One of the, I'm not completely immune to some of the problems that a stroke leaves you, but I can tell you all about the stages and the dead man's 8 steps to, wellness. I'll get into that. Anyhow, basically, that's what happened, and I wrote the book because I felt I had to tell people, because it doesn't have to do just with stroke, although that's the subject. It can affect any operation, heart surgery, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's called, I like to call it the Handbook of Hope.
Yeah,
and the book itself, just for our listeners, it's called Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck. And the author who we're speaking with is Richard Byrne. So Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck, the author's Richard Byrne. Go on, Richard.
You know, I decided that I could help people. The former head of National Stroke did the foreword to the book. He became a friend, and we did a lot of talking with hospitals and doctors and nurses and therapists and caregivers, et cetera, around the country. And I got involved with American Stroke, National Stroke, because I felt this was a way to reach out and tell people not to give up. There's hope. Very frankly, I will tell you, if I may, some recent discoveries in the area of stroke. But first, I would like to say that medicine's come a long way. You two doctors would certainly appreciate the fact that your lives are made better by the discoveries and all the things that have happened. Brain, they have found that brain cells regenerate. It's not you're born with so many, and when they die, that's it. I'm the living proof.
So yeah. Have you seen improvement over the decades? I mean, since it? I mean, you're right. I mean, we were taught in medical school that you know, you got what you got, and when they're gone, that's
right.
it.
Right.
And now we know that you get new nerve, new brain cells coming up deep, and they can actually differentiate into different types of brain cells with it. So you see continued improvement?
Yes, definitely. Not that there's a secret, and I hope I don't. I could talk all night. I'll try to condense it as best I can. In 1998, there was a group of researchers in Sweden, and then in 2003, Fred Gage in La Jolla, California, found, he was doing cancer research, he found this thing in the back of the head. He called it the Rostral Migratory Stream, RMS, and it was filled with all kinds of liquids. And then back in 2010, the same team from Sweden and then one in Australia found that this stream would take cells through the brain. They would turn into neurons, and then they would turn into brain cells and regrow. And it's very, very interesting. Yes, I see improvement. You've got to know that in the very beginning, I had no brain. I could not think. I could not walk. I could not talk. I couldn't walk for a year. I could not talk intelligently for probably 3 or 4 years, but I talked in about 6 months, made noises.
Well, I have to ask you before we go to a break here in a minute, how instrumental was your late wife during this time?
Very. She became the caregiver. Tough lady. I graduated from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane. And one day, walking on the lake near our house, she said, "God gave you two legs. Use them." Threw the cane in the water, and I walked.
In the water?
Behind every great man is a great woman.
That's correct.
Man, the next step, she would ask you to walk on the water, right?
No. That didn't I'm not that good. Come on.
Hey, we got to go to a break. I want to tell listeners.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I want to tell our listeners, especially our military, we're so grateful that you listen. We can watch those downloads on iTunes. We know you're downloading those free podcasts. Keep listening. We love bringing you a piece of home, guys and gals out there fighting for our freedoms and the freedoms of others. And also for our listeners, if you haven't been Facebook, go to Facebook and find us under Stay Young Media Group. We always put information about new studies, really great stuff. And, of course, those podcasts, The Staying Young Show, go to StayYoungAmerica.com. Download those podcasts for free.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Have you felt that nudge? You know the one where you know you need to get to the doctor for a physical exam, but for one reason or another, you just haven't made it a priority? Don't put it off any longer, and don't settle for a 5-minute exam. People fly in from all over the world to see us, because at Executive Medicine of Texas, you spend a half day with our health and wellness experts. Our exams start with blood tests that yield over 80 separate results, including hormone levels. You also receive a number of other tests, allowing us to evaluate your heart health, your risk for having a stroke, and your cognitive function. Your health is your most important asset. Make your health a priority. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your family. Schedule your half-day exam today by calling 1-800-910-3932 or visiting emtexas.com. 1-800-910-3932 or emtexas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932. Or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, today we're talking about strokes. It's really, really important that you pay attention because, believe it or not, strokes affect a lot of people. It's the third leading cause of death in the United States, and it's the leading cause of serious long-term disability. So if you don't think it's going to affect you or a loved one, you're probably wrong because it's out there, and we all need to be able to protect ourselves. You know, when we were preparing for the show, I found this really fascinating map, and I shared it with you guys. And it really, it's the United States, and it kind of shows by color code where the most strokes happen. And it's fascinating. I mean, you can look at it, and there's literally a stroke belt, so to speak.
And it's in the southeastern U.S. in the Mississippi Valley, so that southern fried cooking
not doing so good.
It leads to heart attacks. It leads to strokes. There's no doubt about it. And so diet does matter in preventing strokes. Hey, Richard, I wanted to ask you a question, though.
Please.
When you were coming out of your stroke and you were getting better, was there a period of time where you were locked in? That is, you could think clearly, but you couldn't speak what you were thinking, and you couldn't communicate what you were thinking. Did you have that period of time?
That occurred in the beginning years, when I was in four or five hospitals at the time, and for various tests and so forth. But yes, that is very, very true, and it's. There are things called plateaus. There's so many things I'd like to talk about. I'd like to talk about the 45 seconds, the people who die. There are 8 million stroke survivors in this country. They're all kind, and it costs this country $63 billion a year for stroke alone. Anyhow, yes, to answer your question, definitely.
Well, and when we talk about those numbers and the numbers of strokes, and I think people have it in their mind that, you know, a stroke has to have devastating neurologic consequences to the degree like what you experience. But, you know, there's a lot of people that when we see them clinically in the office that experience very mild strokes. And it's kind of a warning shot, you know, I tell people, you know, across the bow to they need to make changes and correct some of the underlying causes. Now, yours was more of an anatomical problem because you, right, you had a hemorrhage, but you had an aneurysm, that's the word I was looking for, versus somebody who has vascular problems.
Correct. There are stages you go through, and there are plateaus where nothing happens. I have a secret for everybody out there. There's a secret to, I don't give a damn what the illness is. As my friend Louis Armstrong used to say, he said, it's not just how you handle something, it's what you do with how you handle it that counts. Anyhow, back to what I was saying. It refers to any illness, any problem. You take one thing at a time, one problem, and you work on that problem over and over. Hey, it took me 30 years before I really, I could drive maybe in about 5 years, but I couldn't think properly and do it the job for about 30 years. Today, with therapy and you doctors and the discoveries in medicine, and please let me tell you something, I want to give you an exclusive on something that's coming up that you'll be excited about. Just please don't let me forget. Anyhow, if you take one thing at a time and work over and over and over, I couldn't hold anything, a glass of water, anything in my left hand for 10 years. The hand would shake, and I couldn't make it work. You work on something over and over and over again until it does work. And the human spirit is something very, very special.
That is so true. You know, I really want you to tell us what the secret is or what's coming up. We're dying. We're like looking at each other like, come on.
All right. This is an exclusive for you guys. There is a firm out here in Mountain View, California. It's called SanBio. They worked with Stanford University on this, and now the FDA is involved. And they're working with Mayo and John Hopkins and going overseas and so forth. And this just gives credence to what the book tells you. And as I say, it's a handbook of hope. They have found that by injecting stem cells into the brain, they are able to cure the physical deficits of ischemic stroke.
Love it. We talk about stem cells a lot, so you are right up our alley talking about this.
I've seen them. I was very surprised. I thought they were like microbes or have tails or something. They're not. They're very benign. They look marvelous.
Are they doing these human studies or are these still animal studies?
Human studies.
Oh, wow.
Have you signed up?
No.
No.
Don't need to. But I know the people very well. The head man is a guy by the name of Kata Mori, and he knows his stuff. We went to a conference together and we met and we started talking, and that's how we became friends. And this is, you never know what is going to happen. I mean, here I am. They didn't know what stroke was. This is 68. That's not that long ago.
It's not.
No,
it's not.
Not in the scheme of things. Who knows what's around the corner tomorrow? Cure ischemic, the physical deficits of ischemic stroke? What's next?
Right. Well, earlier we were talking about a research study that came out where there's a correlation between sleep apnea and strokes. I'm just curious, did you ever have sleep apnea?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because there was a correlation.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
At first, I slept too much. And I bounced off the walls. I did lots of things. I could spend all day telling you all these marvelous stories. Go ahead.
No.
Well, One thing to make clear is that we talk about stem cells all the time, and one concern patients have is they've heard, whether they're embryologic and the ethical issue. Most, and I presume it's the case with these studies, these are not embryologic-derived cells. They're oftentimes the patient's own cells that then are re-injected so they don't have rejection. Is that correct?
That is right. But these cells are not the person's own cells. They're embryonic cells.
They are embryonic cells.
Yes, they are.
Hmm. Well, you know, there's a study, or not a study, there's a company, and actually, like, our Lifeline stem cell cream comes from this particular company where they do...
In California.
But... Right. It's called International Stem Cell Corporation, but they actually have a patent on parthenogenic cells. So, in our Lifeline stem cell cream, it's not embryonic stem cells. They're parthenogenic, so they come from an egg that's never been fertilized.
Okay.
I wish that they could do something like that so they could get past... Or maybe they could partner with someone like them, because if they could get past some of the ethical implications, they're going to get it through the FDA and into mainstream so much faster.
This is very true. Very, very simply, I can speak for a person who's been there. I can speak for the people who have physical deficits, physical problems, whether they be in the military, in war, or losing limbs, having problems mentally or otherwise, if you do what the book says you should do, you're going to get well. It's that simple.
Well, and just for our listeners, once again, the name of the book is Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck. And Richard Byrne here is the author. And you know, it's so refreshing to talk to you because you've been there, you've done that. You know, like you said, this
For 50 years, it's not like this was yesterday.
Right.
So, I mean,
yeah.
It's got some...
That's right.
It's tried
That's
and
right.
true. Tried and true. And to think about, and we gotta end this segment here, but to think about you going from not being able to do anything to here you are on the radio, you've written a book, you're walking around. I mean, that's just, it's miraculous. I love it. It is.
I even play golf, too.
You do?
Well.
Because it has a handicap. They won't let me ski or do anything like that anymore.
I thought you would reject all handicaps.
I don't reject the handicaps. I just work around them and with them.
All right, so where can our listeners, like, get more information on you?
Okay, number one website, www.liveordieburns.com.
Liveordieburns.com, guys, liveordieburns.com. And then I know the National Stroke Association. Do you happen to know their website off the top of your head? But you can Google it, folks. Just go National Stroke Association, put it in quotes on Google.
I think it's www.stroke.org, I think.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I think you are right.
All right.
Well,
I work for the American, too, but I'm a spokesperson for National.
Well, you're full of great information. I'm glad they have you as a spokesperson. You're fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. I want to tell our listeners to go to stayyoungamerica.com. Also, you're going to need this number, 844-WELL-100. 844-WELL-100, because coming up, we've got Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. If you're a man or woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. So forget the shots and those messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, biohormone pellet therapy that is more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. So call us at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Call us today at 817-552-4300.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so today we've been talking about strokes. Great show. But, you know, I want to make sure that you all know the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection. So you're going to need this number, 844-WELL-100. It's towards the end of the show, 844-WELL-100. If you get the trivia question right and you call us or you email us, we'll send you a free copy. And we're not going to charge you shipping, nothing. It's free. But you got to get it right and you got to give us your information. So get that pen and get ready for that coming up.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today we've got Troy Jensen. Hey, Troy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Well, I'm a celebrity makeup artist. I'm a California native. I'm known for my work with Jennifer Lopez and Kim Kardashian, amongst many, many others. I've been doing makeup and photography for about 20 years, so... You know, I've had a really amazing career and had a lot of fun.
Yay! You're exciting.
Yep. So doing that, you have to have some knowledge of anatomy, right? A little physiology, right? Oil glands.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, none of these questions have anything to do with dermatology. So. All right. Are you ready, Troy?
And don't worry if you get them wrong. That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
But you're going to win stuff. So here we go.
All right. Hey, you're going to love this. All right, let's start you off with a slow pitch. How many chromosome pairs are in the human?
Oh, my God.
Biology 101.
I have no idea.
Nah, I'll give you a guess. 20 to 30, somewhere in that range.
Let's say 15.
Well, I was outside 20 to 30, but the answer is 23. So
25.
Yeah, 23 gene pairs.
Nice try.
That's okay. That's all right. You've got five of these things, so don't worry about missing one. Here we go. Next one.
Okay, listen. The master hormone gland, the master of the house, is the pituitary gland. Where in the body is the pituitary gland?
Is it in the head somewhere?
You got it. All right.
Now you're warming
up.
Nice.
Okay. Good, good, good. If you get one more right, we're going to send you resveratrol.
All right, this kind of involves the skin, so okay. I mean, it's on there. You'll get this. So true or false, there are more bacteria on or in a human body than there are human cells. Is that true or false? More bacteria than human cells.
I'm going to say false.
No, that's true. There's actually, you're just a host for all those bacteria.
It's kind of gross, isn't it?
You just carry them from one place to the next and deposit them.
I know.
You want them to go take a bath now, right?
Life is never the same once you know that.
Get some hand cleanser.
Okay, here we go.
Now, you know, if you get too many wrong, we electrocute you through the phone lines. So. macular degeneration is the degeneration of the back part of the eye. In the retina, which vitamin prevents macular degeneration? Which vitamin?
So is a vitamin that's good for the eyes? You think of it that way.
They're lettered like the alphabet, and it starts with?
Let's say vitamin C.
No, so sorry. It's vitamin A.
Vitamin A, but
vitamin A.
That's okay. Hey, this is as much an educational tool for our listeners.
Right.
So.
This is the GI tract, so gastrointestinal tract.
Here we go.
All right, bile is secreted by which organ? So you hear people all the time say they've got bile or they feel a biley taste. What organ is secreting that bile into your
stomach?
Yeah, it comes into the stomach.
We'll give it to you.
It
directly comes from the gallbladder.
Yeah, so it comes from the gallbladder into the stomach. But we're going to give it to you because most people...
Thank you.
Yeah.
So now when you go and do Kim, think of all the bacteria that's
now
on her skin.
You're so gross.
Think about where her skin has been.
You're going to wash your brushes twice.
You might need a hazmat suit
next
time.
Vitamin A.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for playing. You've been fun. We're going to actually send you out some resveratrol. And for our listeners, that resveratrol is available through stayyoungvitamins.com. That's stayyoungvitamins.com. But today we're going to send some out to Troy free because he played and he got a couple right. So he won it.
Thank you, Troy.
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, doctors.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, he was fun. Yeah. Hey, you know, I have to...
If he wasn't using rubber gloves before... To put
he
on
will
anger,
now. I'm just saying. All right, so I had this thought, you know, while we were talking to Richard, and he was talking about his book and everything he had been through, and I was thinking about how, you know, we have things happen in our life, and we end up better for it. I mean, you know, him talking about... You know, all the struggles he went through, all the things. Now, not everybody's going to go through that drastic. Nobody's, you know, we're all not going to be covered up with a sheet, pronounced dead, and then we're alive. But we're still going to have some things happen in our life. And it made me think of how we're all like, it's a little word of wisdom here out of Judy Gammon, but we're all like a seed. And, you know, we can't really blossom if we're just sitting out in the sun all the time. Sometimes we got to be buried under the dirt. Sometimes we got to have a lot of manure put on us. And often the people we interview that have had the most manure put on them, they blossom the best.
Yeah, okay.
I'm blown away by this word of wisdom. Yeah. This is fantastic. And
you bury them too deep, it won't ever sprout either. So
you got to get water. But I think this is a wonderful idea for a new book.
Oh boy. but you know, it really, I think things that have happened in our lives and, you know, who knows what will happen in the future, but all of those things are such a learning experience. And this guy, I mean, awesome, awesome that he went through that and now he's out there giving hope. Like he said, it wasn't just a stroke people. He's giving hope to anybody who's gone through anything traumatic. He even mentioned our soldiers, you know, they have a lot of trauma and, you know, being able to educate them and help them, that's so important.
Well, it emphasizes the importance of hope.
Yeah.
If you don't have hope, then people just don't succeed. So having hope is very important. And different religions, religious leaders, political leaders, those that offer hope are always the most successful. You know, President Reagan, when he came into power in the 80s, immediately offered hope when the whole nation was down. I think that's why he was so popular and the nation forgave any mistakes he made, because he always offered hope.
And it was true hope.
He was very sincere about it.
And you know what he did, which I thought was, and this is not a political show, but I happen to have a lot of respect for Reagan, is that he surrounded himself with things he didn't know. He brought in people. He surrounded himself with the best, with the knowledge. And maybe not everybody liked him. I mean, he may not be popular with everybody, but he and his wife, Nancy, they were very respectful to the American people, and they were very respectful to the White House. And you know, she was always such a lady. And, you know, he and they're just amazing, you know, amazing couple. But you're right. It's all about hope.
It's all about hope.
And so in medicine, I mean, you often have to give patients hope.
You have to give them hope. Without hope, they'll give up.
Yeah.
That music means it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Oh, he's got a riddle this week, people. Judy, are you ready for the riddle?
I'm ready. Let's go.
What is greater than God? What is more evil than the devil? The poor have this. The rich need this. And if you eat it, you'll die. What is it? What is greater than God? What's more evil than the devil? The poor have it. The rich need it. And if you eat it, you'll die. Send in your answer.
That's a hard one. That's crazy hard. Okay, for our listeners, here's how you do it. You're either going to call 844-WELL-100. You have to leave us your information. So your name, your number, your address. And you also have to leave us the correct answer to the riddle. And then we'll send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And that's free. Like, you don't have to pay shipping. You don't have to pay anything. It's free. But you got to get it right. So just calling and saying, I want one of those books, that doesn't work. We get a lot of those calls, by the way.
You know, Dementia Defender on his way out of the control room told me that there's nothing to that riddle. It's really easy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we're probably going to get a lot of nothing's greater than God. Because that was the first thing that happened, came into my mind. But this is, you know, this is a great time to say thank you to all of our listeners. We love it when you communicate with us. You tell us what your favorite shows are. You give us ideas of things you'd like us to talk about. You feel free to call us at the 844-WELL-100 just to give us that feedback. We really like to hear from you. It's a great way for us to communicate and bring you information that you can use.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.